The gray wolf is on the verge of joining the bald eagle, the Cooper's hawk, and the double-crested cormorant in being dropped from the list of endangered and threatened species. DNR Endangered Resources Program Director Signe Holtz says it's uncommon to see a comeback.
And it's very exciting. It's a very exciting day for us that we have a top predator that reestablished itself, and because of good habitat and the regulations that we had in place.
But some groups that support moving the wolf to protected wild animal status worry about the state's non-reservation wolf population growing beyond its current count of about 335. Eric Keynes lives in Rusk County and is with the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Even if the federal government delists the gray wolf in a few years and permits are granted to kill wolves, Keynes doubts the DNR's ability to manage the wolf population.
Well, has the Department of Natural Resources been successful in managing the deer herd?
State and federal officials can euthanize problem wolves now, and the state reimburses landowners when wolves kill domesticated animals. But George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation also says the state needs to look ahead on wolf population control.
We need legislation and rules in place to assure that there can be a reasonable limited harvest of wolves to keep it within the population limits and the habitat in the state.
But Meyer says lawmakers also need to make sure too many wolves are not killed. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.